NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Contour Airlines has announced new nonstop air service connecting Rodoso with Denver, expanding travel options for southeastern New Mexico residents. The new route is scheduled to begin June 25th and will operate 4 days a week, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, using 30-seat regional jets. The flights are part of the airline's broader expansion into the Denver market, which has included additional service in New Mexico and neighboring states aimed at improving connectivity to major domestic and international destinations. Local officials have supported the effort in hopes of boosting tourism and providing more convenient travel access to and from the Rodoso area. Additional details, including flight times and ticket availability, are expected to be released closer to launch date. And a man has been arrested in Tennessee in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a New Mexico child dating back to August of 2023, according to the Ruidoso Police Department. The investigation began when detectives responded to a report of a lost child. And during that response, officers located a missing 11-year-old girl who told investigators she had been sexually assaulted by Corey Jolly. Police said DNA evidence linking Jolly to the alleged assault was not confirmed until earlier this year, delaying the case. According to authorities, U.S. Marshals initially went to Jolly's last known residence in Lubbock. Investigators later determined he had traveled to Tennessee, where he was arrested on Friday. Jolly is expected to face charges in connection with the case. And early voting across the state for the June 2nd primary election began Tuesday and will continue through May 30th. Polling locations are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at most county clerk's offices and county courthouses. In Chavez County, early voting takes place at the county clerk's office, 1 St. Mary's Place, Suite 110 in Roswell. In Lincoln County, voting is available at the county clerk's office at 310 11th Street in Carrizozo. And in Otero County, voters can go to the county administration building, 1101 New York Avenue in Alamogordo. As Election Day on June 2nd approaches, most counties are expected to open additional polling locations and may extend voting hours. Voters are encouraged to contact their county clerk's office for specific locations and times. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.